Hello everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It is I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and frontman. This week, because we kind of want to take a break without taking a break, that is, we're going to give you all a creepypasta episode, something that we haven't really put out there for a while, and to give you all some more context, that is, this is something that we initially were going to give you all or showcase in a Star Wars Day episode either last year, the year before, something like that, or even this year. But because this particular story is not entirely Star Wars based, we kind of dropped it and we were kind of saving it, not knowing, you know, what to do with it. But since we're kind of taking a break, it's fitting for this week. So that's why this is here, or we're presenting it to all of you. We hope you enjoy it, and for all of you that are new listeners out there, this is something we used to do a lot back in the day, and we kind of stopped doing it on a regular basis due to the fact that creepypasta episodes were kind of hit and miss, and the standard disclaimer that we normally give is the fact that well, we kind of read creepypastas poorly, and this particular episode, well, we don't know the author, so if you know the person who wrote this, please let us know. We'll be more than happy to give credit where credit is due. And since this was initially geared for a Star Wars Day episode, you'll hear me kind of explain everything and kind of go over what I just said. So as of right now, I'm going to step back and let you all hear the story right about now. You can call me Tom, but that's not important. A few days ago, I heard from my parents that one of my childhood friends named Daniel Mayfair went missing, presumed dead. We hadn't communicated since high school, where we had a bit of a falling out right before graduation. I wanted to grow up too fast, and he was a regular Peter Pan. Still, I knew Dan as a pretty nice kid, and had nothing but pleasant memories of our various childhood shenanigans. So, it was a shame to hear how he pretty much disappeared off the face of the earth. I remembered that he had one of those live journal things in high school, so I figured I'd poke around on his old handle and see if I could find anything illuminating. He didn't have any friends on the site, and nobody commented on his entries aside from the odd Russian spammer or two. I think Dan just used it as a place to collect his thoughts. I found out after high school he had moved to New York City for college and also worked at a record store on the side. Most of his live journal was just the usual ramblings of your average 20-something, anxiety about school, gripes about work, reviews of concerts he'd gone to and records he bought, pinings over girls he could never have, the usual. The last few entries paint a downright chilling portrait of what probably happened to him, and I think it's better that I share it in his own words. I know it's crazy, but it's what he would have wanted. Subject: Crazy Weed Tales. Posted 6/25/11, 3:47:06 p.m. Got a fresh bag from Phil last night. 420, biatch! We got some blunt wraps from that one Arab Begonia on Kickbocker and Troutman, and apparently they sell them in doubles. So long story short, we had two blunts. This was undoubtedly a night to blast some electric wizard, so we decided to head back to my place and give it the full-on analog treatment it deserves, and make up for me missing sleep show on Wednesday. I'm so goddamn jealous of him and Yumi, but we totally smoked one before heading out, B. Now this is where it gets weird. we saw this one homeless person on Melrose that was rummaging through the trash, collecting empties that he was loading into his shopping cart. He had this wicked limp. It looked like he was almost going to fall over with every step he took. And he was wearing a parka in the middle of summer. What the fuck, right? So Phil figures he makes sure he's okay. He's a really magnanimous dude. He leaves empties out on his stoop for these guys all the time. But the guy doesn't say anything back to him. Phil even goes far as to shake the guy on the shoulder to make sure he's still functional. And even after a complete stranger puts himself at risk of contacting Hep C or HIV or whatever the fuck to make sure he's okay, the asshole thinks it'd be better to turn around and growl at the dude who's looking out for his well-being instead of showing some appreciation and being like, "I'm cool, bro. Thanks for the help." I didn't know Spurs came in homeless flavor. Oh shit, I forgot to mention the cat. The homeless guy had this nasty cat riding on in his shopping cart that looked like someone had taken a cheese grater to it. The fur was all patchy and the tail had been shredded down to a straggly stump. And while all this was going on, it was just staring at me. Now, I know we were one blunt down and it might have been the paranoia. And yes, I know cats usually stare at you with a look that says, "I wish you would just fucking die." But damn, that cat seriously looked like it wanted to kill me. The best part was probably when it stood up in the little basket and saw that it was missing a foot leg. It didn't break eye contact with me the entire time. I don't think it blinked once. Fucking tripod cats are out to kill me, man. That'll teach me to laugh at cat macros, I guess. At least the new Ramsey Slays. God, I wish those guys were still with the wizard. Subject: El Vigio de Scato. Ja ha 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 ha. Posted 6/28/11/11/14:58 a.m. So I was walking to work from the G stop this morning, and I was running about 20 minutes early, so I took a detour and stopped at that one coffee joint. Got me a big-ass venti mocha latte. Hell yes! On the way back, I saw a Hispanic guy jamming out N.I.B. on guitar, and of course, I had to throw him some change. I mean, come on, it's not every day someone busking Sabbath. Me and Esteban, that's his name, got to talking and he's trying to argue that the best Sabbath album is Heaven and Hell. But, come on, we all know it's Master of Reality. Then I catch one of those Jawas across the street. That's what Phil started calling the crazy guy from Friday night with the fucked up cat. And the name definitely sticks. Hooded crazy scrap collectors who speak gibberish, right? This guy was putting all his weight on his shopping cart for support, and it looked like if you took it out from under him, he'd drop like a sack of bricks. The crazy part was that this new Jawa had a cat riding with him too. This ugly fucker's ears were all scabbed and mangled and was drooling all over one of the garbage bags full of beer cans. Not like little strands of spit. This was like fucking curtains of drool. It had to be the nastiest thing I'd seen all week, except for that clump of hair I had to pull out of the shower drain last night. So I point this out to Esteban, and he gets this look on his face like I just told him his mom died or something. He brings me in close and starts telling me about this story his dad told him about El Valle del Saco. Spelling? Haven't studied Spanish since high school. And how these Jawas cart around bags of body parts and shit under all the empties. Sure, and the sewers are full of alligators and there's dog in my Chinese food. Like, I'm going to believe that. Pretty scary when you're just a kid, but it's not like those guys actually truck around with like 7 disembodied corpses in their cart. That would smell even worse than they usually do. Subject: Dude, this is pretty fucked up right here. P- posted 6/29/11, 12/24/29 a.m. I think one of those Jawas followed me home. He was keeping a wide berth for most of the way, and there was no way he could keep up with my pace the way he was using his cart, like a walker. But every time I looked back, he was right there in the distance with his little cart full of cairns or bodies or double-sided strap-on dildos or whatever. I looked out the window once. I got up to my room and got the best look at one of these guys I've gotten so far. He was hanging right out in front of my door, not even doing anything, just standing there, looking at the door while the cat circled around his feet. He was wrapped pretty tightly in his parka, but I noticed he wasn't wearing any gloves, and it might just been the light, but it looked like his fingernails had fallen off. And that's when he looked up at my window. Fuck, I just heard a cat. More later. Subject: Where's Phil? Posted 7/1/11, 5/27/06 p.m. I don't know where Phil is. I tried calling him, but it just goes straight to voicemail. Yumi has no idea where he could be either. I told her about the Jawas, and she just laughed at me. She thought it was hilarious that Phil had been kidnapped by a bunch of homeless trash collectors. I would have agreed with her a week ago. I'm going to head over to Phil's place and see if I could find anything. Subject: No sign. Posted 7/1/11, 6/05/08 p.m. Can't find Phil anywhere. Door to his unit was unlocked, so I let myself in. But he wasn't there in his apartment. It's like he just walked out and never came back. He's still not answering any calls or emails. I stepped outside for a smoke, but I'm going back in after this post to see if I could find any clues he might have left. Scratch that. Cat with one ear in his window now, staring at me, going home. Posted via LiveJournal app for Android mobile. Subject: What the fuck? Posted 7/1/11, 8/35/32 p.m. I can't wait to get my hands on the asshole who left that plastic bag full of fingernails on my doorknob. Real funny, dick. I want to believe it's just a prank. Maybe one of those Russians or some 4chan kitty got his rocks off. But I can't imagine that many people have access to a full set of fresh fingernails, unless they'd go so far as to pry off their own to wig out some pathetic nerd who still uses LiveJournal in 2011. No, it has to be the Jawas. Them and their fucking cats. But what the hell would they want with Phil? Yumi thinks I'm making it all up. I told her to come over and see the bag of nails for herself, but she called me a direct quote, heartless piece of shit, and told me to stop because it wasn't funny anymore. I wish I could. Calling the police. Subject: Nope.avi. Posted 7/2/11, 1/05/39 a.m. Fuck this shit. I'm done. Called the cops to file a missing persons report, but something was wrong with the signal. I could hear them perfectly for the first part of the call, but they kept telling me to step away from the subway tunnel. But I was making the call at home. God, I must have repeated the words Philip Lafrisk and 422 Stockholm Street, Unit 3K, at least 6 times each. They eventually got all the information they needed, but while the officer on the line read the information back to me, his voice started to get quieter. Then I could hear something else start to eclipse his voice. It sounded like a wet finger sliding slowly along the edge of a half-emptied wine glass, and it kept getting louder. It got to the point where my phone started to resonate with the frequency, and I couldn't even hear the officer anymore. Then it happened. Fuck, it still gives me chills just to think about it. I heard a cat hiss at me, loudly, as it had its teeth bared and its ears back, ready to pounce. I threw the phone across the room and knocked out the battery. Then I turned on all the lights and just lay catatonic on my bed, weeping until I worked up the courage to post this. I can't tell if the hiss was over the phone or not. It felt like the cat was right next to my ear or right inside my head. I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. Subject, whatever. Posted 7/4/11, 10:03:52 p.m. 4th of July today. I don't give a shit. Decided to turn my phone back on this afternoon. Got a call almost immediately after I did. But like hell, I'd pick up. Looked at the caller ID afterwards, though, and it was Brent from work. The voicemail he left said he had to let me go because I haven't been coming in these past few days or letting him know what was going on with me. He said he was very confused, as I'd been nothing but reliable up until this point. But he said he had no choice but to fire me. He wouldn't understand. He'd just laugh at me if I told him the truth. He's just like that bitch, Yumi. I can see the fireworks over Manhattan if I look out my window, and some of the neighbors are firing off Roman candles of their own. Every time one goes off, I can see another Jawa down the blocks with another fucking cat in his cart. Every time a firework goes off, I see that he's gotten a little bit closer. Subject, stop this shit, Daniel. Posted 7/6/11, 3:42:31 a.m. You're a worthless sack of shit, Daniel Mayfair. You know that? You just wasted the past week hiding in your apartment like a pathetic hermit, jumping at shadows. You've lost your job and your friends all because your stupid paranoia over creepy homeless people and fucked up cats. What if one of those Jawas actually tries to get you or whatever? You've seen how they barely walk as is. They're just decrepit, disease-ridden wastes of life, and you're a healthy 25-year-old with a black belt. Don't act like you couldn't take them. And cats. You're scared of cats. Really? Dude, grow a pair. Dad didn't get his hand blown off in Vietnam just so you could hide in your apartment like a fucking pussy. He was right to throw your ungrateful, entitled, man-child ass out the door. And if Mom were still alive to see you right now, she'd be up and disown you. Any mother would be ashamed of bringing such a pathetic waste of breath as yourself into this world. Time to grow the fuck up, Dan. Stop being such a useless fuckstick and go get your life back. Subject. Esteban was right. Posted 7/7/11, 11:11:11 p.m. Never going out again. Went out to supermarket on Knickerbocker to get some food. Saw Jawa cart in alleyway off Jefferson on the way back. Unattended. No cats. Needed answers. Looked in bag. Big mistake. Saw a lumpy trash bag at bottom of cart. Opened it. Full of body parts. Limbs, organs, eyes, skin. Looked at arm, gray skin, dried out bones poking through. Had no fingernails, felt like beef jerky. Don't know whose it was. Eyes were yellow with green irises in a dime bag. Guts at the bottom, not sure what. Banshee yowled behind me, turned around. Cat. Cat with no lower jaw. Looseless flaps of flesh where it used to be. Fangs protruding from the top of its gaping maw. Right eye gouged out, dangling from socket like yo-yo. Yowl got louder. Ran, left food behind. Would only weigh me down. Hand on my arm like vice grip. Pulled me off feet. Fell, landed on back. Jawa leering over me, still bundled in his fucking parka. Elbow to the head. He cried out in pain and loosened his grip. I scrambled up and looked behind me. Jawa got up too. I had knocked its hood off. It looked at me. It wasn't Phil, but it was wearing his skin. Subject. Under siege. Posted. 7/11/11, 2:36:17 a.m. Gas turned off today. I haven't paid the bill. Not sure that I have anything left to cook. Ran out of food yesterday. Fucking hungry. Wouldn't even go out if I could, though. Cats at my door. Maybe 15. 20. Started with 3 on Friday. More have shown up ever since. They paw and scratch at door. constantly. Never stop yowling either. I wish they would stop yowling. Subject: No power. Posted 7/13/11, 12:47:55 a.m. Power cut off. Internet 2. Stealing Wi-Fi from neighbors. Don't know how they haven't heard these cats yet. Counted 35 today. They never leave me alone. Haven't eaten for 3 days. Haven't slept in 2. Bones feel hollow. Head pounding. Eyes burning. Can barely walk. Sometimes I wish I was dead. But then I'd end up like Phil. That's all that still keeps me going. Posted via a live journal app for Android mobile. Subject: One got in. Posted 7/15/11, 3:07:32 a.m. Killed it. Thank God for adrenaline. I bashed its little fucking head in with my steel-toed boot. I knew it was good for something besides gnawing on. Cat's legs still twitch every once in a while. Blood all over the carpet. Smells awful. Very hungry. Posted via LiveJournal app for Android mobile. Subject: Want to die. Posted 7/15/11, 7:34:23 a.m. Ate the cat. Tried to anyway. Took knife, carved out guts, cut off what was left of head, chopped up rest into chunks. Tried to skin it, but didn't do a very good job. Can't cook without gas or power, so just ate it raw. Tasted awful. Fur made me gag. Couldn't keep it down. Kept trying anyway. I think it was carrying a tapeworm or something. Can't stop shitting or puking. I want all this to end. Please let me rest. Posted via LiveJournal app for Android mobile. Subject: Making a break for it. Posted 7/16/11, 5:25:13 a.m. 50 cats outside. Chorus of screeching banshees. More are trying to get in. I hear them in the walls, under the floor, in the ceiling. Scratching, scratching, scratching. They'll eat me alive. They'll turn me into a Jawa. I won't be a skin suit. I won't get cut up and stashed under bags of beer cans. I have to run. I have a chance if I run. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm sorry, Brent. I'm sorry, Yumi. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. Posted via LiveJournal app for Android mobile. I need some closure on this. He could still be alive. If anyone has a definite answer for what happened to Daniel Mayfair or Philip LaFrisk, please let me know. I'm going to see if I can track down whoever Yumi, Brett, or Esteban are. Right after I shoo this cat away from my window. It's only got one eye and it's really freaking me out. That was Jawas by, well, we don't know because there wasn't a name attached to this story, but we want to give credit where credit is due when we are able to. We don't write these creepypastas. We just read them poorly. Really poorly. Again, I know some of you might complain that, one, that this is so vulgar. I do apologize. Number two, well, if you complain that it wasn't really Star Wars-ish, it was listed underneath the Star Wars section of a creepypasta website. And I guess the reason why is because the creatures were nicknamed Jawas. So if you like this story, please let us know by sending us an email at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. If you hate it, send us an email at longcoatmafia@gmail.com or leave us a comment in the comment section down below, either in the pin post on Facebook or on YouTube, if YouTube lets us put this on the air, or say on YouTube's page. Stay tuned for the usual rhetoric at the end of the episode. I hope you enjoyed this Star Wars special today on May the 4th. So thank you so much. Stay tuned for, well, the usual rhetoric. As probably stated, welcome back, and as stated earlier in this episode, if you know who wrote this, please let us know. That way we could at least acknowledge the person that wrote it in an upcoming episode You could, again, let us know by leaving a comment in the pinned post on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ The Long Coat Mafia Podcast, or send us an email to longcoatmafia@gmail.com, and we will, again, let y'all know who wrote this person in an upcoming episode. If you want us to go back to reading creepypastas a little bit more often, please let us know in, you know, on the comment, pinned comments on our Facebook page or email. Usual rhetoric, we do have an Instagram and Twitter page. Both have the same handle, which is Long Coat Mafia. We do have, we do have a YouTube channel. You'll have to... Because we haven't hit the 100 subscriber mark, we do not have a custom URL. You have to search for the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, even though all our links are in the description down below. We are on the hunt. We still are a long way to go for hitting that 100 subscriber goal. Please head to our YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button. We just dropped a whole mess of videos over the past few days, past week, depending on when you listen to this episode. We dropped a lot of episodes, and we have plenty more to come. So please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We post up unboxing videos, blogs, depending on when you are listening to this particular episode. We will be having a Magic the Gathering how-to type of series being launched. Plus loads of other videos up and coming, because more and more things are getting back to quasi-normal. Hopefully we'll be going to conventions again. Therefore, you'll probably see more convention-based interviews, maybe some preview panel episodes and the whole whatnot, and maybe some other vlogs and other things being dropped on our YouTube channel. So please subscribe, and the more subscribers we get, the more that we defeat the evil algorithms of YouTube and Facebook, and therefore we have that custom URL. So please do that, hit that subscribe button, and all the videos that we've been putting up lately are YouTube exclusive videos, meaning that they are on YouTube. We're not putting these on Facebook as of yet or anytime soon. We might in the future, but just in case not, head on over to the YouTube channel and hit that subscribe button. And if you like the videos, hit the like button. Again, you have to search for our YouTube channel. You have to search for the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It is the only channel that comes up. It's on the top of your list. Trust me, I know. I've searched on computers that we are not searched on regularly. And we're not logged into those computers when we do the searches, so we know. And for right now, our link to our YouTube channel is in the description down below. As always, we are also on a majority of platforms. Depending on where you're hearing this, whether it's on somebody else's device or computer, we are available on, depending on if you got a desktop or laptop computer, we're available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, Amazon Music, and a lot of other places that are available on desktop computers. I say that because I think TuneIn is available on desktop computers. But if you choose to go mobile, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, TuneIn, I think, plus loads of other places. Plus, I neglected to let y'all know that we do have a website. Our website is The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. I'm sorry, I just screwed up our own our own website, because I was thinking of our Facebook page. So, again, our website is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And therefore, while you're at that web on our website checking us out, yes, I must say this before I continue. I have to update the website because we've had loads of more regulars come on the show, and plus it needs to be updated a little bit, so we have to do that. So for the most part, a lot of our information is there in regards to shows, and our links are in the show description, so that's all there. You could more than welcome to check us out. Besides, all our entire back catalog is on our website, so you're more than welcome to check that out. The reason why I stress our website, our Podbean website, is because if you go through a service such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts or TuneIn or a service like that, they only go back 90 episodes. So everything past 90 episodes back, you're missing out. So please, you're more than welcome to go there. If you're on a desktop or laptop computer, you could download them, stream them from the site. If you download them, you can listen to them on any player of your choice, whether it is iTunes or whatever media player you choose on your computer or laptop. Just that, please note, if you are on a mobile device, you're going to need the Podbean app in order to download anything from the website. And let me just say, the Podbean app is free on all devices, whether it's a iOS or Android device. And the benefit of having the Podbean app is that you're able to subscribe to our show with it. And I think, as well as going back all the way to our first episodes. That's right, all 300 plus episodes. That's right, I think this particular episode makes 311. We are coming very close to hitting well over, I think, let's see here. Let's do the math while we're here, because I am curious. Ladies and gentlemen, hit up the calculator app. Let's see, 52 times 6, 312. Next week, even though by the time we reach our sixth year, we will have over 6 years of episodes waiting for you, because we have a lot of bonus episodes, and thanks to those bonus episodes, when we take vacations from uploading, like for mental health, or because like last year we were actually sick, these kind of add padding for all of you to listen to, and that way you have extra stuff. So, but we like doing that, and if we get extra episodes that we want to put out or need to be put out a lot of sooner than later, we tend to do that. So stick with us, subscribe to us. If on the platform of your choice, whether it be Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, if there's a rate or review on these apps or these sites, please do so. It helps us in the algorithms, just like subscribing to us on whether it be on social media like Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. These help us on these platforms getting more noticed, and word of us getting out there to more people. And that's why we also ask you to share, because right now we are very close to 30,000 downloads. That's right, close to 30. Just think about that, 30,000 downloads. And we want to go more, keep going, keep that energy running. So please help us out right now. Help us get to that goal and then some. So please do that. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Spotify. Please do so. Rate and review us. Share us. Please help us get the word out. I refuse to use the word fam. We are the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. We are the Long Coat Mafia. That's right. Don't be a member of the family. Be a member of the mob. That's right. And That being said, we'll see you all next week. What are we going to have planned? I have no idea. Join us, subscribe, and find out. Till then, I'm the Reverend Godfather, and I am out of here.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.